Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. In our teaching this Thursday, Bishop Dag will preach about the importance of having faith in the sovereignty of God. Despite the futility of life, today's preaching will reassure you that God has a plan for your life and is always in control. Today's message will serve as a timely reminder that while we are here on earth, we are merely God's property, as we were bought with a price, and because of this, God can do whatever He pleases and wills for our lives. Be blessed by today's word.
Matthew 20. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to those he said, "You also go into the vineyard. Whatever is right, I will give to you." So they went. And he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did the same thing. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing around. And he saith to them, "Why have you been standing here idle all day long?" They said to him, "Because no one hired us." And he said to them, "You go into the vineyard too." When evening came, the owner of the yard said to his foreman, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last group to the first." When those hired about the 11th hour came, each one received a denarius. When those hired first came, they thought they would receive more. But each of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they grumbled at the landowner, saying, "These last men have worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the scorching heat of the day." But he answered and said to one of them, My friend, "I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for 1 denarius? Take what is yours and go. But I wish to give this last man the same as I gave to you." That's what I wish. "Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with what is my own? Or is your eye evil, envious, because I am generous?" So the last shall be first, and the first last. Amen. I could easily preach this tomorrow, actually. But I'll preach it today. And this is a story, very, very powerful illustration of many things. But one of the things that is missed out greatly is the reality of the sovereignty of God. Now, the first principle that you learn is that God is calling people to work for Him all the time. At the in the morning, the sixth hour, the third hour, all right, early in the morning, the third hour, the sixth hour, the ninth hour, and the 11th hour. How many times is that? Early, third, sixth, ninth, 11th. 5 times. Spread out all the time. It is because of this that I do not refuse people who want to come and work for God, even when they are older. Or they've been working in the secular field for a long time. Because God calls people all the time. And He may have called you when you were a young man. And may call somebody else when the person is a bit older. All right? So, you can't fight with God. Because God calls people whenever He wants to call. Amen. So, don't be surprised that God's voice calling you never seems to grow dim. Because He's still calling. He may have called you when you were young. You didn't mind Him. Came again to the marketplace at the third hour. You didn't listen to Him. Come again at the sixth hour. He's trying to see if He can get you. And trying again at the ninth hour, the 11th hour. All right? So this is the first great principle, is that God is constantly calling. Now, the second, that's about 3 points and the message will be over. Because you all look so morose. Today is exactly 3 weeks since Juanita left us suddenly. Now, are you there? The second principle that I want you to get is that it is so important to God before you come to heaven that you do something for Him. That is why, even when there is only 1 hour left, even when there's only 1 hour left, I mean, you can't even do much, but it is so important that you do something than to enter heaven with your bare fingers. And when they ask you, what were you doing? You were idle. Yes. So important. And I think this is the same feeling that I feel sometimes when I'm preaching sometimes at camp meetings. And I feel it all the time. How important it is. One time, I was going to employ somebody. And I decided to delay a bit. Do you know what the Lord told me? The Lord said to me, do you know when she's going to die? Do you know when she's going to die? So, why are you delaying the opportunity for her? Look, if it's even just an hour, the smallest work is necessary for you to do. Even if it's your retirement job. Yeah. Well, sometimes when you are older and you are given some jobs, you can't even do them. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because you have lived from early morning hour to 11th hour. 11th hour is a few distance before you die. Sometimes the job that they want you to do, you can't do. Because you've used all your energy to promote your bank or wherever you are. At the marketplace where you were found. Okay? What do you think? Is it a good idea? The next principle is in the favor of those who come and work for God late. It's in their favor because those who came late had the same salary as those who started as virgins. They were virgins when they came to work for God. Yeah. They started working for God from virginity onwards. When they knew no evil, they were following God. You have gone to prance around like a leopard hunting after deers. From tree to tree, you are the cock that has gone from hen to hen. The bull that has visited all the cows in your heads. But even you are going to get the same salary as the virgin who began from his virginity. Hey! If only you will do what he has asked you to do. Is it not a powerful encouragement for those who are coming late? Yeah. Look, one day I was reading this scripture and the Lord said to me, when I got to the 11th hour, the Lord said to me, even just an hour, just 1 hour, it's important. Just the last bit to push in something. My friend, if God gives you something to do, never turn it away. Tomorrow we are going to begin to say goodbye, finally, to our sister. What can be said about her life that can be translated to the next world? What? Her children? Her husband? Her house? Her dresses, her shoes, her wigs, her things. None of these things can be used. There are people on earth who want all these things. Even a dead person's things. They like it. In Ghana, when you have an accident on the road, they come to the car to rob the dead bodies first. After they have robbed you, they call the police to come with your phone. And people in the area are actually praying for you to crash near their village so that they can all get something. Yes, one time, a friend of mine was in their house, their family house, just somewhere around Osu Ringway. And some uncles came to the house to visit. So they sat, I think they had come from the interior. So when they got there, they thought nobody was there. They were sitting in the sitting room. But they didn't know that what they were saying could be heard by the people in the house, the children. They started to discuss. They said that, look, when he dies, this thing is for me. This television is for me. When he dies, this one said, no, the carpet is for me. And they were discussing. The man wasn't sick. They had just come on a visit. But their eye was on the sparrow of living things, earthly things, that they could have. But none of these things can be taken out. What are the things that Juanita can take along with her? Bible says, henceforth I say, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord, for they shall rest from their labors. And their works do follow them. It is only your works Your works have a currency into which they are converted. And that is able to cross borders. And when you get to heaven, your works, when you sit down, they will come. Like when you go to a hotel, sometimes you check in and they'll say, "You may go to your room, please." When you go to your room, then after a few minutes, you hear another knock on the door. And the porters who stand at the gate, at the door of the hotel, will be up there bringing your luggage, sir, your luggage. And I say, "Come in." And they bring all my suitcases that I brought from where I was coming. And they bring it in. My works followed me into the room. So when Juanita landed on the streets of gold, when her first, at first she thought she was naked, all alone. Then after some time, the porters, the angels who had been admiring her work, because you see, working on earth and working for God is like a blind man playing the piano, like Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder does not particularly maybe play such fantastic piano, but the fact that he's blind and can play and sing is what makes him a novelty. So when you get to heaven, the fact that you couldn't see, but you were believing and you were moving. You couldn't reach out to heaven, but you were moving as though you could reach out. You had never been shown any such thing, but you were going as though it was as real as the fufu and banku that you were eating. The people are so amazed. So after she arrived, after some minutes or some time, they started coming to the house with articulators. And they said, "It seems you were a merchant woman whilst on earth." They didn't bring a handbags and what do they call, makeup kit. Articulators of works that have been, her works have been converted into articulators. Say, "Hey!" Now, she suddenly became a rich person in heaven. Because the Bible says, your works follow you. When my father died, some people put 20,000 CDs or 200,000 in the coffin for transportation. And I said, "Look, I need this 20,000 myself for my own transportation. It cannot cross. From here to here, it cannot cross. But your works, the works which it's so important that you do some, that even at the 11th hour when the work is finished, the master is mercifully going through the marketplace and finding somebody who is so different from that virgin who started working for God from virginity." Shake somebody, say, "From virginity they started." Hey! But he's coming to give you an opportunity. And so I want you here, never say no to God. Never say no. Don't even discuss it. When you are offered to work for God, they say, "Can I see you after? Can I see you in the office?" My father said, "My mother, my grandmother, you are just fulfilling scripture." I don't know, there are some people who never see themselves fulfilling scripture when they are fulfilling the scriptures. You know, Jesus said that, "You hypocrites, you say that if you had been there in the days of your fathers, you would not have done what your fathers did. But you are showing that you are the sons of those people." Some people can never see that what is written, that is what they are fulfilling. They are living it out. May God Open your heart to see. Look, you know, we are just overcome by the sorrow of the event. But actually, it's really a joyful event if we apply our faith. Now, it's only that, you know, at certain times, you don't even believe in God. You can even get angry with God. I mean, when she died, I was there. I was there just at the moment after they said she was dead. I arrived on the scene. I mean, look, I have tried to raise the dead how many times? One, two, at least two or more times. Yeah, well, not two times. Do you know? It was several days later that it occurred to me that why did I not think of even praying? There are times you can't pray and you don't even think of praying. That's why when it's time to pray, pray. After that, you move. When Jesus was being whipped on the cross, he didn't pray. He was just moving. Can I get water to drink, please? I'm thirsty. I beg. I'm thirsty. When Simon of Cyrene came to help him, he didn't sack him. Thank you for helping me. I'm dying. Because there are times it reaches a place. Prayer will not come. Something will come, but not prayer. You get it? So, brothers and sisters, let's remember the things we believe. And let's be encouraged as we come around. Faith must also be faith in the sovereignty of God. Now, most people, when you read this parable, you think that God is calling you to work on earth. But it's actually, sometimes it can be a call to heaven. So the callings to come and work in his vineyard or in his field. For some, it's early in the morning. For some, it's at the third hour. For some of us here, it will be at the sixth hour. The middle of life. Sixth hour is the middle of life. We have mid-life evacuation. You are evacuated from life in the middle of life. In your 30s, sometimes early 40s, you are removed. Because the master has chosen to call you from the marketplace at the sixth hour. For some, it's the ninth hour. For some, it's the 11th hour, at the very end. So some of us here will be very old. But not all of us will be very old. Look, we all want to be old. But not all of us will be old before we go. That's evidence in the Bible. Many of us are so legalistic that if God were to take us on our legal minds, we would be sentenced to death this evening. There is only one statement I want you to go home with. Because when something like this happens, many times we are angry with God. Because I have been angry with God before. One time I was driving to Tamale, I had an accident and I almost died. And I turned to God and I said, Lord, I mean, people are not serving you. And I, Dag Hayward Mills, I'm serving you. Not only am I serving you, but I've gone on a donquixotic journey to Tamale to go and save souls far away from Accra. And that one too, you are trying to kill me on the way. Why, Lord? I bore a grudge against God for a long time. I had to pray myself out of that thing. Listen to the question. Is thine eye evil towards me because I choose to give this man what I have chosen to give him? Then he asks the question, can I not do what I want with my own? That's the question I came to ask you tonight. God is asking us, can he not do what he wants to do with his own? He owns us. We are bought with a price. And he can do with us what he wants to do. And is thine eye evil towards God? Because he has decided to do with his own what he wants to do with his own thing. Is thine eye evil towards him? No. Don't let your eye be evil towards the Lord. Don't think about inequalities. Why do you give this person this? Let me tell you something. When he gave the guy 1 denarius for working 1/12 of what this guy worked, that means he paid him 12 times as much. God maintains the right to do what he wants to do and treat people differently according to his. He has not broken his contract with you. Say, I'll bless you. Has he not blessed you? So be quiet. But he maintains the right and the privilege to take this one, give him more. To take this one, give the person less. Yeah. He maintains the right. The fact that you know how to pray does not mean God has relinquished his rights as God. Yeah. The fact that you read the Bible and you are quoting 1 or 2 scriptures does not mean that God has withdrawn his rights as a God and as the God of gods and the King of kings and the Lord of... He has not released it to you. He can choose to take this one and give him 1/12. He can choose this one to call this one in the middle of the day. Come, 6th hour. I know it's the 6th hour. I know it's the 6th hour, but I say, come. I say, come now. I am maintaining my right. Even me as an employer, I have the right to work with who I want to work with. If I want to work with this person, I should be able to work with the person. I mean, the fact that you can't say, no, this person came to work in the church first, and so because of that, this person there, and therefore you should take this. I said, this is the person I want to work with. Even me, a normal human being, I maintain that right. And I've not relinquished it to anybody. Why do you let this person work at this office? Why do you let this person work here? Why do you bring this person closer? Why do you let this person... Have I done anything wrong to you? You said you wanted to work for God. I have allowed you to work for, I've given you a place where, have I done any, is thine eye evil towards me because I'm doing what I can must do with my own? Hey! Thine eye evil towards me? Why? Have I harmed you? Have I done anything wrong to you? I've maintained my right as a pastor of the church and as a minister to have this person to help me, this person to do this for me, and this person to do... If this is the person who is serving me with Coca-Cola to drink, that's what I've chosen. Is thine eye evil towards me because I maintain my right? Hey. You see, we don't like it when... That's one of the things we don't like. We don't like it when people choose. And when somebody seems to have power. That's why the democracy is so strong. Do you see? Democracy, the power of the people. We are choosing. But at the end of the day, after you've chosen, the man who is there, he does what he wants to do. He has a right to call who he wants to be as his vice president. And who he wants to be his finance minister. Whether you think the person is a monkey or a goat, you say, hey, this is the goat I like as my finance minister. Look, church, God is telling you, he knows that you know how to pray. And you know Mark 11:24. And you know Matthew 16:23. And you know John 14:11. And you know this. And it is, you'll be quoting. Thank you for your quotations. What he wants you to know is that he maintains his right as God to do exactly what he wants to do with whoever he wants to do. And your eye must not be angry or evil towards him. And he's decided that those who serve him from virginity, you understand when I say from virginity? From the time they were virgins, they have never stepped anywhere except in the house of the Lord. Up till whatever, you are not a virgin, and from the days of your virginity, you have served the enemy. And just at the last moment, he has decided to give you the same salary as this SU brother. Hey, are you angry, Oko?
Oh, I'm not angry.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Not angry at all.
But it's difficult.
Hallelujah. How many are glad that God is maintaining his rights as God? He has not given it up, even though he has shown you how to pray and has given you scriptures. He maintains. If he says, Bridges man, I want you this evening, what are you going to say? You go to say, Edwin is challenging you. Edwin cannot challenge God. Did you make her? You made it. When did you make a human being? Please, can you show me the date and the time?
Never. I've never made it.
And that is many times what brings about differences. It's God's choice. You don't know why. And that's why Andrew Crouch composed that song. I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why he cared. I don't know why. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. So glad he did. I don't know why. I don't know why. Do you know why? Can you find a good reason why? But you know, when you don't have a good reason, you've been chosen, just enjoy it. You say, I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know why. Yeah. Think about how you are in the house of God today. Some of your brothers and sisters are not here. They are very beastly and very different. Do you know why? Do you know why? I don't know why. He sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. So glad he did. Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Where would I be? Where would I be if Jesus didn't care? Where would I be? Where would I be if he hadn't sacrificed his life? Oh, but I'm glad. So glad he did. I'm just glad. You're going to have no reasons are not working. Reasons are not working. You know, that's why I don't like thinking about the thing. When I think, I can't get to an answer. It's like salvation. You can't get to the reason why you, Edward Milante Okunka Bleboje Adi, are saved. Why? Do you know why? Do you know why? Is it that your mind it works in another way and your brother's mind has not been tuned in that frequency? Or what is the reason why? Why? I don't know why. I don't know why. Why do you want to know why of everything? Why do you want to understand everything? You want to know why everything? Why? You cannot know why of everything. It sickens your heart and makes you ill when you have to answer a question which you cannot answer. Hey, medical school, when you go for the exam and they ask you a question that you don't know, you can easily wee-wee on yourself. Easily. You think that it's about you can't. The way we can just come. Because you know that you are about to fail. Because what they have asked, you don't have an idea. So God is saying, there are some questions you can't answer. Why did I marry my wife? I don't know why I married my wife. When it was time to marry a wife, she's the person that I saw. But how come I didn't see you? How come I didn't see you? When I was walking through the Spanish department at Legon, and then I turned to my left, and there she was. She was much plumper than she is. She was actually round. She was roundish. And I saw her. And I said, oh yeah, hi. But I couldn't remember her name. I said, oh, how is it? And she, oh yeah, hi. But I couldn't remember her name. But how come my heart turned towards her? How come you didn't come to Lagos or I didn't go to Tech? Have you thought about that? Do you have answers? Do you know why? Do you know why? You know why? I don't know why. I don't know why. You know, you have answers for everything. Look, it's very difficult to answer questions which have no answers. Why you? Why are you here? You went to Russia and you came at that particular time and you find yourself in the church. Why? Why you? Why you? I mean, who are you? Why? Why did Pastor Richard go to England? Why is Pastor Richard our GO in England? I mean, why? I don't know why. Did I choose him? I didn't choose him. He was in the office. I said, would you like to go to England? I said, yeah, go. That's it. And he went. I don't know why. Do you know why? I don't know why. Okay, answer why. Answer why for everything, okay? See me after church and answer all the questions. You are wanting to answer all questions which have no answers. And God is saying there are a lot of things that have no answers. If you think everything has an answer, you are a new candidate for aspiring candidates. You are new. But as you stay in the system for some time, you will see things you can't answer. Why? You just hang around for some time. But all that matures you. And then you begin to have faith in God. Hallelujah. Not in your formula three. Your three formulas and 317 steps that you have. You say, Lord, I trust you. Hey, you've just come. That's why you are asking why. But some of us have been asking why about our salvation for years. It makes me move to talk about my salvation because it's the greatest wonder. One time I was driving in the car, my wife was sitting by me. We were coming to Accra. She looked at me and there were tears all down my face. Yeah, I don't cry easily. Yeah, I'm not a crying type. No, I'm not that type. But occasionally I cry. But once in a blue moon or red or white moon, any of the moons. But there were tears down my eyes. And she looked and said, why? What is it? What is it? I said, nothing. It's private. I was crying because I didn't know why Jesus loved me. He said, you cannot easily believe it. But it's a question, I don't have an answer. Hey, I can show you my cousins. Forgive. I can show you my relatives. I can take you around to graves. And you see that I still don't have an answer why. But I'm just glad. I'm thankful. And I've learned to trust God. And I want you to trust the Lord. God is kind. God is good. That's one thing you can know, that my God is a good God. At the end of the day, something good is going to come out of all this, because the Lord is in control. How many know that God is in control of your life? I'm sure you know the story of a man who everything they asked him, he said, God is in control. And one day he went and he got a beautiful horse and he brought the horse to the house, and all the neighbors came and said, wow, you've got a beautiful horse. And they were all saying, but he didn't answer anything. All he thinks in his heart is, God is in control. Shortly after that, the horse ran away. And all the neighbors came again. They said, oh, your horse has run away. He didn't answer. He said in his heart, God is in control. And they were feeling sorry for him. They said, God is in control. He was in the house when, after some weeks, the horse returned. And this time, the horse came with a camel. Hey! The horse came back with a camel. Yes, the horse came back with a camel. It had won a soul and came back. Soul winning horse. So, everybody say, God is in control. So, when the horse came back with the camel, all the neighbors and everybody came and said, hey! God has really blessed you. Your horse has come back and you have got, in addition to the horse, you have got a camel. That's what the man, he said quietly, God is in control. He was there one day when he was sleeping in the house. They came to call him. That the camel was playing with your son and the camel has broken your son's leg. So all they had to carry the son to the hospital. Everybody came around, the neighbors said, oh, the camel which your horse brought has broken your son's leg. And what did he say? God is in control. When this man, boy's son was on admission, there was a war. And during the war, they came to call all young men who were in town to come and fight in the war. So they came and they took all of them. But this boy was on admission in the hospital. So they went for the war. Everybody said, God is in control. So they went for the war. When they went for the war and they came back, one day the neighbors gathered all around and they told, do you know all the young people who were taken from here for the war, all of them have died. Except your son who was on admission because the camel had broken his leg. So you know what the man said? God is in control. I said, God is in control. God is in control. Through all the changing scenes of life, whether the horse has come, the horse has gone, camel has brought the camel has broken the leg has gone to the hospital, up and down, all this, God is in control. Never forget, God is in control of your life. Yes, I prophesy, he will never leave you. Even one of your hairs, the hairs of your head, has counted. How can a human being drop down when God has counted the hairs? He has counted your days. He is in charge of your life. And he will see to it that you fulfill the number of days that he has determined for you. God is in control. And he has not given up his rights. He has not relinquished his right to do what he wants to do, to bless whom he wants to bless, and to do exactly what he wants to do. At the third hour, sixth hour, ninth hour, or 11th hour, he will do what he wants to do. God is in control. God bless you. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and just thank God that he's in control of your life. Thank you, Jesus. Ferenda lambraste teleromones. Oh yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for your kindness. Speak to him. He wants to hear you that your eye is not evil toward him, because he has done what he wants to do with his own. Palandole me shimbere keta mandalaba. Paronde simbele de kira mandale bere siteleba. Oh yes, we love you, Jesus. I still love you, Lord. I still love you. Barendele bere shenere benende rele benende. Paranale berendile rem berendile vendere limerende rele merende rele merende rele merende. Prendele le me shendele bekebere le mandele. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We are saying, Lord, we believe in you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. We accept your power. We accept your greatness. We accept your control. We accept your greatness of your power. We are thanking you, Lord. Tamando se talaba da balanda la mana. Tolo remendila ramandale berede shimba la manare. Oh, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. Deledash. Perelende breledeshe palandala la mandare le belere. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Malalam barele, baralam berele, baralam berele, baralam berele. Parelede shemelanda la lamado sotolore. Oh, yes. 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 Thanks a million. Jesus. Thanks a million. Legetuse, tareduse. Glory, 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 glory. Tele berenama. Perendele medeshin dalla mamane. Oh, dalla marende se brede che me le dubranane menene. Yes, Lord, we thank you. Lord, when you call us, may we hear. When you speak to us, may we obey. Lord, we thank you that even if it's just for 1 hour, there is something we must do for you. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Every head bowed and every eye closed. If you are here this evening, maybe somebody invited you, but you are not a born-again Christian and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me, pray with me. I want to be saved. I want to know God. I want my name to be written in the book of life. I want my sins to be washed away by the blood of Jesus. If you are here like that, wherever you are, just raise up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you as we close. Just your right hand. Pastor, pray with me. I don't want to go to hell. I want to give my life to God. I want Jesus to wash away my sins. God bless you. Lift it up. Just your right hand. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I see your hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Now, if you've lifted your hand, come to me. I want to meet you down here. Just come from where you are. Come. Come. If you've lifted your hand, come. Come. Brother, come. Just come to me here. I'm coming downstairs to meet you. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know why Jesus loved me. Come on, help them. Come on, Big Daddy. Encourage this boy. He's coming. Show him the way. He cared. Come. You lifted your hand. Come, let me pray with you here. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. So glad. All right, lift your hands and let's pray. Say this prayer. Close your eyes. Just close your eyes and pray with me. Okay, from the bottom of your heart. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. Tonight, I come to you just as I am. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Please have mercy on me. Please wash away my sins. Cleanse my heart. Cleanse my soul from all my sins. From tonight, I give my heart, I give my life, I give my soul, I give my everything to Jesus Christ. thank you, Lord, for saving me tonight. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I belong to God. I belong to Jesus Christ, and I will serve Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for saving me today through the blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.